This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
You can't stop it, man. Sri Lanka. This is audio of, you described this as, I think, a sporting event, right, Captain, earlier in the show
tonight? Yeah, or rock concert.
A huge swarm of people outside of the residence of the president or the prime minister here.
I would absolutely say that swarm is the right word.
If you've ever seen that movie World War Z, where like a swarm of zombies just sort of pour in through like a street. That's what this looks like.
It's amazing watching this. The clip in this case plays over and over again, but hundreds of thousands of people for sure outside of this residence and then inside of the residence shortly thereafter. This is a huge mansion. Apparently they were partying in the pool out back afterwards and ultimately set the prime minister's house on fire, apparently, and both the prime minister and the president have announced they are resigning. And, of course, they're resigning in order to keep the government in place.
Nothing is important as the continuance of government.
And, of course, that's one thing that both the Democrats and the Republicans in the United States would absolutely agree on. Right?
And I'd just like to say, if there was anybody involved in the Washington, D.C. events on January 6th that wanted something like this to happen, you obviously failed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Despite the fact that the Democrats would have you believe that this is what happened.
That's what they want you to
think. They want you to believe that what you're seeing in Sri Lanka is what happened on January 6th. If you take a look at just raw footage of the two events, you can see that one is basically, I don't know, a carnival in your local, at your local church.
One was an unauthorized tour.
Yes. And the other one.
Oh, no, they took a podium that they later returned.
The other one is definitely an insurrection.
An uprising, for sure.
Definitely.
And it's pretty exciting to watch the footage of it happening. The statement here, I got to give credit. This is from a Muslim channel on Twitter, at Majid Nawaz, M-A-A-J-I-D-N-A-W-A-Z. He says, the global uprising has begun. Video footage of Sri Lankan protesters taking over the president's residence in Colombo, coming soon to a country near you. And he says this in another post today.
That's right.
He says, forget what you've heard. I promise you, the overwhelming vast majority of Muslims are on your side against the imperial globalist cabal. Do not let divide and conquer win yet again.
Awesome.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you know what they say about strange bedfellows. But hey, if you're going to be my allies against the globalist empire, more power to you. And honestly, I'm really happy to see that this happened so soon, because I was expecting a much worse and slower, because like, I've been paying attention to how, like, these people are not getting food. And, okay, what do you think is going to happen? Well, there's going to be food riots, and eventually this was going to happen. I'm really glad this is happening now instead of, like, a long, drawn-out, like, okay, let's not riot yet. Let's just have lots more of us starving to death in the streets first, and then we'll get angry about it.
Well, let's just take a look at the timeline. In 2009, the country's civil war ended, so they had a civil war, recently as 2008. In 2009, the civil war ended, and the government turned its focus inwards to economic development, stressing local production over sales, or local production and sales over exports. 2019, significant tax cuts were introduced, draining government revenues. 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic hit, severely hurting Sri Lanka's tourism industry. Again, basically their whole, tourism, I think, was their number one economic activity. 2021, a ban on imported fertilizers was implemented to counter the depletion of the country's foreign currency reserves. But a reliance on local organic fertilizers led to a crop failure and further reliance on food imports. So people starting to get hungry.
Well, so you wanted to ban bringing in fertilizers so that you could do more things locally. Okay, now we're starving to death, so instead of bringing in fertilizer, we have to bring in the finished product, which is more expensive.
Right.
April of 2022, protests begin in Colombo demanding president's resignation. May 2022, pro-government supporters attacked protesters, resulting in Prime Minister Mahinda, I'm not going to pronounce his last name, stepping down. Food inflation increased over 57%.
This was in May?
May of this year.
So that Prime Minister stepped down.
Right.
And now another Prime Minister is stepping down.
June 2022, the IMF arrived in Sri Lanka to discuss a potential bailout.
Imagine wanting to be the next prime minister. Like, you are stepping into a powder keg. Like, I wouldn't, like, you'd have to be an insane demanding power in order to want to step into this position with all these people at literally at your front door.
I mean,
watching every
move.
I could
see myself wanting that position. Be like, okay, I'm shutting all of these things that are keeping us from being successful down.
That'd be great.
All of the tariffs, they're over. All of this, it's over. What else do I need to cut?
Right.
Well, you need to adopt a stateless currency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other bit. That's how you prevent this from happening again. But we know that good men do not wish to govern other men.
Yeah, they don't seek those offices.
So the only type of person that they're going to get to step into this thing is going to be a horrible person.
Right. Good people are busy doing productive things, and politicians are not that.
Well, and there's always some weird backroom deal, some lobbyist somewhere that is a reason for why you are banning imports of fertilizers. Like, they will sell it to the people of, oh, we're trying to become more locally sufficient, locally self-sufficient, and that's never the actual reason. The actual reason is always some corrupt deal.
Yeah, and this is one of the instances. A lot of folks will often look to government to solve their problems. And this is one of the many instances where there was a problem. The government in Sri Lanka attempted to solve it. They exacerbated the problem. And now look at what's happened.
And I wonder how many times they're going to have to repeat this before they start realizing, oh, it's not a matter of which people are in the government.
Right. It doesn't matter who you put in those offices.
Yeah, there was. I was listening to a thing about the difference between a dictatorship and a totalitarian government. And what the author was pointing out is that in a totalitarian government, it doesn't matter if you replace the people. It doesn't matter if you even behead the leader. It doesn't matter because a new head will grow in its place.
Right, like a hydra.
Right. What you have a group of people that have this belief set, and as long as they are more connected to that set of beliefs than they are to other people, then there will always be a new emerging figurehead for that belief set to centralize on. What needs to change is the ideas and the connections. Like, the solution for this is to connect to other people instead of connecting to these ideas and these mythologies and these nation states.
This is one of the reasons why the Free State Project is being protested so hard here in New Hampshire, is because we're bringing new ideas to the table. The liberty activists that have migrated here, whether they be part of the Free State Project or they just came here just because they knew a libertarian migration was happening and working, are bringing new ideas to the table, and the status quo cannot handle it. All they can do is just lie, 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 and misinform people about what the Free State Project is and what the libertarian viewpoints are on things, because they are acknowledging, and there's going to be video coming out of the protests that happened here in Keene today. I've been working on it before the show tonight. Sure. Hopefully I'll finish it later tonight. But, you know, some of the things that were said were absolutely horrifying at this event. They are treating us as though we are, you know, insects, basically. Unwanted vermin. Very, very scary kind of Nazi-esque sounding wording.
Yeah, it reminds me of Hitler's Table Talk. There was a whole book about, like, what is this man actually like behind closed doors, like, in his own private life when he's talking about these people? And it wasn't hatred or anger of the Jews. It was just disgust.
When your
because
state,
they were an infection.
When your state has a motto, live free or die, I expect better.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. And so the more people we can get to move here, the more effective we're going to be at changing people's minds. that's ultimately what needs to happen.
I don't want to discount because there are a bunch of New Hampshire people that were here well before the libertarians thought of moving here.
Great.
Who are on board with freedom, are on board with the philosophy.
We wouldn't have moved here if it weren't for those people.
Right, exactly.
There's more coming up here. The number 603-283-6160. But yeah, we don't want to just keep changing the deck chairs around on the Titanic. We've got to change how people think about the idea of the state, and that is to say they should get rid of it. More coming up in moments. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open. You can join us here. Live Saturday show. Number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. 203-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
Equals Mount Near.
And the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass is here.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can also join our co-host, Mark Edge, in real life coming up in October. He's going to be at the Free Cities Foundation's annual conference. It's called Liberty in Our Lifetime, happening in beautiful city of Prague. October 21st through the 23rd, they're going to be showcasing autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. You can get your tickets at lifetimeliberty.com. Use code FTL20 to save 20%. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live, 20. Save 20% on your tickets to Prague for October 21st through the 23rd. Mark is going to be speaking there. They're going to have a conference theme of parallel structures for progress. And, again, you save 20% by using code FTL20 at lifetimeliberty.com. We hope that you guys will be able to make it to that event.
If there's a bunch of people who are from Prague and they form a Prague rock band, are they just a band?
Good question.
Or just a rock band?
Yes.
So we've been talking about protests here tonight, pretty epic level stuff happening in Sri Lanka with hundreds of thousands of people taking over the governor's, the president's house and the prime minister's house being set on fire. But that's not the only interesting events happening in world protest. And Peacles Found here, you've been paying attention to what's been happening in the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers not as large as hundreds of thousands, but perhaps more effective in certain ways, farmers have decided to take to the streets.
And I have a question real quick about the Netherlands. Why do they call Dutch when instead of Netherlanders?
That's a good question.
I don't know the answer. This is a legitimate question. Because when people are like, the Dutch are doing this, and I'm like, where are the Dutch from again? Oh, the Netherlands, right. Yeah.
Since we're going to take this journey for just a second, so what we call Germany, they... You know, the people that live there,
right.
They call it Deutschland.
Right, that's yes, right. Deutsch.
And the language that they speak Deutsch, there
right.
is Deutsch.
Deutsch right.
But they're not Dutch.
Right.
That's madness.
I know.
Whereas in the Netherlands, they consider themselves Nederlanders.
Right.
Netherlanders.
Right. Which is what I think they should be called. Because that makes sense.
Okay.
Well, there's somebody's got an answer on the old internet.
Okay. Go figure.
But unfortunately, they say, it's a long story. Are you sitting comfortably? So right. Maybe we'll review it during one of the breaks and see if we can boil it down.
But okay, so the Nederlander farmers.
Yeah, so they're mad about something. What's going on?
Well, so as you may well have noticed, the whole ESG madness and
what
all of
that?
This like hyper-environmentalism.
What is ESG?
So ESG is environmental, social, and governance ratings. And in order to keep these ratings, a lot of companies have had to change their way of doing things.
Who does the rating?
It's an intensely corrupt process. I
but
can tell you
it?
That
is
much.
It the UN or
no? It's companies, but it's always this public-private partnership stuff.
Huh.
So it's like half company, half state stuff. And the reason, of course, that it matters is that you have things like BlackRock, where it's like again a public-private partnership thing, and they have a whole bunch of investors' money, not their own money, mind you, but they will only put that investors' money if you have a good ESG rating.
I see.
And of course, it's completely backwards, where like, oh, you make electric cars, well, you don't get an ESG rating. Oh, you make bombs? You do get a good ESG rating.
Oh, yeah. I remember I saw Elon Musk complaining about this.
Yeah, and so, I mean, this has been just a huge general trend worldwide, and a lot of this has really ended up sparking in the Netherlands. So they passed a whole bunch of stuff where... you farmers, well, your cows have just made too much ammonia. Just too much ammonia, which is, as we covered recently, like ammonia, that's how you get fertilizer, which is what you need for crops. Like, it is so precious that, like, in, for example, North Korea, you are required to collect your own urine because of the ammonia that it contains can be used for crops. But anyway, your cows have produced too much ammonia and too much nitrate, again, fertilizer. So what they've done is they've said, okay, you need to cut down the number of your cattle by like a third.
Whoa.
Yeah. And as you might imagine, like, running a business, you are kind of on your margins. Like, okay, I make this much, I spend this much, so you kind of keep within, you know, that as your basis. And, like, if you make more than that, then you kind of have to, you have an opportunity to expand. Mm-hmm. And if you make less than that, you have to contract. So, like, they're going along like this, and then suddenly, oh, you have one-third of your crop. That's all you're allowed to grow. Well, guess what that means? That means that they have to sell off like a third of their farm just to keep their head above water, which is the reason that this was done in the first place. Because all of the people who are putting this legislation through are corrupt up to their eyeballs in development companies. So the development companies will buy up this farmland that is in sort of like the near suburb areas.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then they'll develop that, which of course that's better, you know. That's better for the environment that we turn that into residential zones and things like that.
Oh, strip malls.
And it sure is better for their taxes. Mm-hmm, they can collect a lot more taxes by turning that into residential areas than from leaving it as farmland.
Okay, so I've been seeing some memes regarding the Dutch farmers, the Netherlands. And the memes are something along the lines of Marvin Heemeyer and the... what's the name of his? The Killdozer, right? You know,
right.
He encased it in, metal and concrete. And so it's basically a take on that where they have the farmer's tractors encased in what appears to be the same thing that the Killdozer built and saying, like, Marvin Heemeyer was 1.0, the Dutch are 2.0. So what is going on to make that even a possible meme?
So this has been like a long time coming, and it hasn't been covered by the mainstream media at all. But so this started out, they sort of took a playbook from, a page from the playbook of the Canadian truckers. We're like, okay, so we're getting screwed. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to surround the supermarkets or the distribution centers that are distributing the food that we send in, and that'll be our protest.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they take these tractors in and just make it hard to get in, hard to get out. But it's just been escalating and escalating. So, you know, it started out as this nice sort of peaceful thing where they just make it difficult and annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not go well from there. So, like, the police started, like, randomly shooting at them. Mm-hmm. I've seen the footage where, like, so there's this tractor just, you know, driving along, makes a turn, and there's these police there. And then the police, like, after it makes the turn, so it's going away from them, and then the police just start shooting at them.
Wow.
Just start shooting at the tractor in the middle of traffic.
This is pretty recent, right?
Yeah, I can pull it up. And then, like, 7 hours later, they're like, okay, well, fine. So they end up, the farmers end up shipping in a Sherman tank.
Okay. All right, we're going to continue to talk about what's happening in the Netherlands. And, by the way, a quick answer to the question of why are they called Dutch and not Netherlands. Apparently, the English misnamed them. The people from the Netherlands were the first Germanic people the English encountered when they crossed the North Sea, and the Kingdom of the Netherlands didn't exist in the form that it is now, so it wasn't that strange to call those people Dutch. More coming up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Sri Lanka's prime minister is stepping down after thousands expressed their displeasure of a worsening economic crisis in the country. They stormed the president's residence and office, though it was not clear if the president was inside at the time. The country is currently seeking a bailout from the International Monetary Fund. Secretary of State Antony Blinken criticized what he called China's alignment with Russia after talking to his Chinese counterpart.
What you hear from Beijing is that it claims to be neutral. I would start with the proposition that it's pretty hard to be neutral when it comes to this aggression.
Blinken's overseas for a G20 summit that ended Friday, Western diplomats condemning Russia's war with Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov walked out of summit sessions twice, accusing the West of rabid Russophobia. This is USA Radio News. Mourners in Tokyo lowered their heads as the body of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe drove by. Abe was fatally shot during a campaign speech Friday. His body returned home to Tokyo on Saturday. Abe's attacker told investigators that he had planned the shooting because of his belief that Abe was part of an organization he resents. A top police official acknowledged that possible security lapses allowed the assassin to fire his weapon. British Defense Minister Ben Wallace says he will not run to replace Boris Johnson as Conservative Party leader and the country's next prime minister. He said he did so after careful consideration and discussing it with colleagues and family. Wallace was seen as the favorite by some after Johnson resigned Thursday amidst several ethics scandals. Overall, Wall Street crawled to a winning week on Friday after a stronger-than-expected jobs report. The major indexes were mixed at the close. You are listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. You can bring up whatever you want at 603-283-6160. We're talking about massive protests that are happening from as far away as Sri Lanka to the Netherlands, where farmers have been protesting, I think, for the last couple of weeks. It feels like a couple of weeks, but according to this report here at Euro Weekly News, the protests began on Sunday the 3rd, so not as long ago as I had thought, so just about a week. But they've had a huge impact, and this is all coming out of some ridiculous regulations that these farmers are being subjected to. By the way, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Peekles Mountaineer.
And the captain.
So, Peekles, you were telling us this has something to do with ESG?
Mm-hmm.
And that stands for what again?
Environmental, social, and governance.
And they're basically telling these farmers and other businesses that you have to reduce the use of XYZ, you know, fertilizer.
Yeah, it's just been this fundamental shift in the corporate culture, basically, where, I mean, just the entire, like, climate change belief system has been ramping up like nothing we've seen before. And one of the effects of this is that in the Netherlands, they said, okay, well, you have to reduce the number of cattle that you have by a third.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
Apparently, they've blocked the supermarket distribution points, which you mentioned. They have also spread manure, which is one of the more amusing videos.
Yeah. Not to be confused with the cryptocurrency Manuro.
I'm not sure what...
I wouldn't mind if you spread that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what kind of trucks they were using to spray the manure, but that they were just like... painting these cops. There were like rows of cops that were out at wherever location.
Where's the
this
footage
was.
Of that?
It's out there.
I gotta.
I've
find
seen it.
It
on the social media.
Right.
I gotta find this
just for pure personal entertainment.
I mean, yeah. Like this is the new Tar and Feather. Am I wrong?
Ooh, yeah.
That is a very good point.
So, what else have you observed about this Peakless Mountaineer? What's going on?
Well, so. So yeah, on the it was on the 5th that I saw the footage of like just like trying to gun down these people who were driving by in a tractor from the police, and then a couple hours later they like ship in a Sherman tank to deal with this. So I mean, this has been like hardcore escalating.
Wait. I thought you said the protesters got a Sherman tank.
Yes, okay. That's what I'm saying. I mean. The police already have tanks, as you are well and personally aware.
So the protesters said, if you're going to shoot at us, we've got to have some armor.
Right.
Just bring a tank in.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, their police have been just as militarized as ours, where, like, all of this old military equipment or, you know, all that kind of, you know, anti-improvised explosive device stuff, you know, tanks and tanks, all get shipped out to all of the police everywhere. So they've been, you know, militarizing themselves both physically and mentally. So, yeah, the police just start shooting at people trying to drive off in their tractors.
Well, that's the only tool the cops have, right? The only tool the state has is violence. That's all they know.
Either the threat of it or the use of it.
Mm-hmm. That's what it comes down to. People don't want to believe that. The people on the left, for instance, like the folks that I was talking with out there, they don't want to see the violence inherent in the system. But it's there.
It's there, and it's been there the whole time, and it's not going away. And in fact, if you can find a piece of the state that does not use the threat or the actual deployment of violence, please give us a call, 603-283-6160.
Well, there are certain state agencies that receive taxpayer money, meaning stolen funds, but they're not the ones doing the actual stealing. So if you want, I could say the National Weather Service.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon, right? It's the 3 degrees of governance, right? If your department is funded by theft, there's violence in that theft.
Right.
Sure. I'm just saying that department would be able to say to your question, well, we didn't do it. You know, we're just taking the money.
Actually, you did. You participated in it.
Okay, does that mean that you participate in it if you get a tax refund?
No, that's just my change back.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's, I got stolen from slightly less.
Yeah.
Now, if on the other hand, you are receiving money from the government, like here, for example, a grant, a government grant, then yes, you are absolutely party to the theft of other people's money.
A friend of mine, got mad at me for this because they work for a large city, but a small, you know, a suburb of the city, their parks department. And I was like, your paycheck is derived from theft.
Yes.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about, right? And like,
they never thought about that before.
Yeah. And they're like, no, that's not that. I work for that partner, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, where does your money come from? Well, it comes from the city. And where does the city get it? Well, they tax people. And what is taxation? Blah, 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 blah. And if somebody doesn't pay their taxes, they get thrown in a cage, right? Well, of course they do. And like, and if they refuse to be thrown in the cage, what happens? Well, they probably get shot.
I want to go to the phones here. We got John on the line in Delaware. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick comment about the whole EKG?
ESG.
ESG.
Yeah, isn't it crazy how, like, everything that these people do, it, like, takes away our liberties more and more? That's, like, the most non-liberty thing I've ever heard of in my whole entire life. And people don't, like, know about forgiveness anymore. It's like, can you ever forgive anybody for anything? And who the hell are you to sit up on your pedestal like you're so perfect and you don't do things behind closed doors that you probably don't want us to know about? We're all human beings. We all have flaws. We all have mistakes that we made. I think we ought to just move on and take the whole EKG thing and throw that thing in the garbage immediately.
Yeah, my favorite version of the absolute absence of forgiveness has been the, hey, you said this thing on Twitter 5 years ago. And it's like, well, that was an acceptable word to use 5 years ago. It was recently that we changed it. Too bad we're canceling you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good one. You hit that one right on the head, man. Yeah, it's getting crazy. You know, the definition of liberty, I mean, we have a statue we call our liberty is, you know, it's to be free in a society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority, the government, on one's way of life, beliefs, behaviors, religious or political views. But what they're going to do, they're going to start using that against us as a weapon of some sort. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's the opposite of liberty, man. This place is falling apart.
Well, and
it can't happen fast enough.
Yeah, and the thing about all of this...
I hear you, bro.
Thanks, John, for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Well, and the thing about all of this environmental stuff, I mean, it is a very thinly veiled method of control. That's all it is. So, like, oh, carbon. We want to control your carbon. Well, it turns out literally every breath you take is contributing to carbon. So if you actually want to control my carbon output, then you literally want to control my every breath. And that's actually the truth behind this stuff. Because if you see how it is all implemented, it is always a system of control. And as you will see moving forward, they are trying to put forward sort of a biomedical environmental security state.
Yes.
So that for your own good, of course, to protect your health.
It's about safety.
Yeah, for your safety, we have to govern absolutely every single thing that you do.
Well, they used to say, the old saying used to be, if it moves, tax it. But, you know, when you're breathing, you're moving, so now if it breathes, tax it, right?
Exactly. Well, I mean, control of carbon, you mean literally every breath, because that's what it is.
What gets me is the lack of number of people who want to keep what they earn. Like, everybody's just sort of like, well, they take taxes, so I guess I only get half.
Yeah.
Well, most people feel like they can't
do
anything.
What are you
going to
do?
The old saying is, you can't fight City Hall.
That's what they say. Well, guess what? They fought City Hall in Sri Lanka.
They sure did.
Yeah, and the whole, well, what are you going to do? Actually, I have a complete alternative to their entire system of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use that. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Well, that's a nice thing about that is that you don't have to ask anyone's permission to do that. You don't have to convince a government to change.
And no one can stop me.
Well, I mean, they have their ways, but... Yeah, it's hard to know that people are using cryptocurrency. It's hard for governments to really put a clamp down on that. So there's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us. Whether you want to talk about this ESG stuff, what's happening with the farmers over there in the Netherlands, or you can bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. You can join us here. Phones are open at 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever you want to discuss. We've been talking, overarching discussion has been about protests from Sri Lanka to the Netherlands, where farmers in the Netherlands are blocking food distribution centers, spraying police and government buildings, apparently, with manure. And that's pretty entertaining. Apparently, some of the cops got a little angry about it and shot at the protesters recently. So we got
on the 5th, I believe that was before they started spreading manure, but I think it was after. Check.
I feel like, we should double check that, but I feel like I saw the manure photos a few days ago, but again, that would have been probably the 5th by now, so you might be right. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's talk first to Robert in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, I just wanted to say that, you know, I don't see how people come into contact and adversarial contact with government agents and police so frequently, you know, that you
don't see how that happens?
No. I mean, the police, basically, they want to have a peaceful life. So do all the other officials.
That's fundamentally untrue. Like, if the police wanted a peaceful life, then they would not enforce tyrannical dictates against peaceful people.
Right. They would go about only stopping crimes with a victim, breaking up fights, investigating arsons, investigating murders. But instead, they spend the bulk of their day pulling over peaceful people for going over some arbitrary speed limit or targeting marijuana smokers or teenagers with alcohol or cigarettes or whatever and trying to ruin people's lives.
They spend their time going after people for crimes where there's no party that has been harmed, whether it's property or person. And when they do that, that makes them an adversary. And that's how you get all this adversarial contact. There's a term that maybe back in the day used to be associated with police that is completely untrue. And that is the term peacekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Police
peace
do
officer.
Not peace. They do not keep any peace at all. In fact, they prevent peace.
You see, what the police are doing when they do those kinds of things is they're basically making pocket change for the local communities by giving out tickets for going.
No, they're generating revenue. They're generating revenue.
They're stealing. They're not making money. See, if I were to make money, I would provide a good or service voluntarily, and then you would give me money. That would be me making money.
Yeah, this is straight up extortion under the threat of violence, because when a police officer issues you a ticket, well, you don't see the violence because he usually doesn't put the butt of a gun right up against your skull when he gives it to you, but he's got the gun, and you know, or at least most people who are relatively intelligent understand that if they don't show up in court or pay the fine, then there's going to be more police officers who are going to be looking for them, who will then kidnap them.
Or in my case, I wish they would give me an opportunity to go to court, but instead of an opportunity to go to court, they just steal my car.
Mm.
Well, you know something? Most of the time, I'm sure they would just send you a little bill in the mail. It was a little higher than the first bill if you don't pay that last bill.
And then what happens when I don't pay, that?
I think it would take a very, very, very long time before they actually showed up at your door with a gun.
What, 2 weeks? A month?
But they do, in fact, eventually show up at your door with a gun. And if you refuse to go with them, they purport the authority to end your life for said ticket.
I doubt that they would do that for a ticket. I seriously
you don't understand the system and how it works. What you misunderstood was that if you don't go with them, you didn't pay attention to when the captain said that part of it. If they come to your door with guns over the unpaid ticket and you say, oh, no, thanks, I didn't agree to your ticket. I don't agree to your system. Have a nice day. We don't want your services. They are going to pound your door in and use the maximum level of violence to take you into custody. If that doesn't involve shooting you, it certainly will involve some amount of violence so they can then put you in handcuffs and take you to their prison facility. And you're fine with that, Robert.
I can't even imagine that.
Can't even imagine not paying a ticket. Like, right, it is unimaginable to you
so
that the government
obedient.
Would tell you to do something and you not do it.
You're the perfect serf. You do whatever it is you're told to do because you understand at some level, whether you know it consciously or not, that that is going to make your life as simple as possible. That if you don't stand up to these people, they will, for the most part, leave you alone. That's what you believe, right?
You know something? If I didn't like a law, I would have it changed.
Which law don't you like?
There's no law that I don't like.
Wow.
There's no law that I don't like.
You are so thoughtless and unaware that you can't even pick one law of the God knows how many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of them, that exist in the United States. You can't even find one that you want to see changed. That's how obedient and how much of a bootlicker you are.
In Germany one time, I saw a little bit of a law that I didn't like, and I mentioned it to my Strafrecht professor, which means criminal law professor, and he grunted a little bit. And you know something? The next time I looked at that law book, that law had been changed.
Wow. All you had to do was talk to a professor? That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Why don't you go back to Germany?
Apparently Robert's a real mover and a shaker.
Well,
he's got the contacts. He knows the people.
It was not intentional.
My professor grunted. The law was changed. Well, let me give you an example. So, do you agree with Roe v. Wade being overturned?
I'm against abortion. So, yeah.
So you were against that law when it was in place.
Yeah, but I mean,
like that law. So you can find a law a that you
decision,
don't like.
Not a law, but yeah.
I wouldn't say that I didn't even think about it. I mean, to me, I'm not.
Right?
I'm not,
you
I'm
couldn't
not.
Even imagine, like, choosing to have a personal opinion on a law as to whether it's good or bad. It's the law, therefore it must be good.
Well, you know something? In the society in which I was brought up, which is German and Italian primarily, and also Jewish to some degree, we never got involved with the system. We had our own familial systems, and we never called the police. We ironed everything out ourselves.
That's good, because if you call the police, they're likely to kill somebody. Or possibly shoot your dog.
And I do think that is a much better way of dealing with problems, is to iron them out yourself as individuals, as families, if you have family ties with the people that you have troubles with.
Were you just laughing there at the idea of the police killing family members or dogs?
Police don't. I've never seen a policeman do something like
go
that.
Go look it up online. Do you have the internet? Do you have internet access?
Yeah, type in police kills dog.
I can't. Well, you know something?
There's an unbelievable storage of footage of police shooting dogs.
And this is the wall that we run into when talking to people. It's that we'll tell people something.
We will
cite the evidence that exists. We will tell them where to go to find the evidence.
They won't do it.
And they won't do it. They're just in such a state of denial that this is how reality is, as opposed to what he's thinking, that they won't even bother to go and look.
Well, sure.
Do you know how rare that must be for a policeman to shoot a dog?
No, sir. It's you would be surprised.
I'm pretty sure it happens literally every day.
There's a whole website
somewhere in the United States.
There's a website that tracks how often dogs are shot by police and in which states. And they have no shortage of content, Robert. You don't want to believe it.
It's literally standard practice. If they find a dog when they're breaking into your home, they will shoot it. Like there's no question.
A lot of them do. They
are trained that they do the threat assessment. I mean, you might get away with a tiny dog, but usually they see a dog, they shoot it. That's what they're trained to do because it might be a threat. It might stop them from breaking into your home.
It's cognitive dissonance in action here where you can tell somebody a thing is true and they will simply disbelieve it and they won't look it up, as you're saying, Captain, simply because they don't want to prove their position wrong. They don't want to assist in their own proving their mistake. I mean, because no one wants to admit to having been wrong. It's a hard thing to do for human beings. And so, Robert, are you going to look this up, or are you just going to hang up the phone and go about your usual Saturday evening life and just completely ignore everything we've said?
My usual Saturday evening life is I'm a news and information junkie. I know things that thousands of
people. All right, well, then go and look up the news about the police shooting dogs and just start there. And then maybe you'll find some news about the police shooting innocent humans. Mm. And maybe you'll find some of the news about the police arresting peaceful people for things like possession of a plant or possession of an inert chemical or whatever.
Well, and so, he sort of outlined the fundamental distinction. So in one way, you have a person relating to an idea, to a nation, to a group, and that's what gives him his subservience. In a completely different way, you have people connecting to each other, like in a family system.
PuppySideDB.com. PuppySideDB.com.
Thank you for that, Captain. And thank you, Robert, for the call tonight. I hope you will look at something new. We got more on the way. Hour 3 is coming up, and you can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful, sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.